It's spring. Time to tackle the tackle box and get organized. Time to stock up at Cabela's. Let's go deep, shallow, weedless. Cabela's Fishing Classic, your one stop before the water. Get 25% off all Cabela's guide wear. Save up to $150 on select Emotion kayaks and 50% off Cabela's cool mesh vests. Plus 50% off Daiwa D-Shock spinning combos. Shop in store or online at Cabela's.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, Coach Rick Sagisi here. Hope everyone's having a great Friday. I like to call it a lot of times a fun Friday. That's so important. But listen up, we have a great episode today. And what we're going to be talking about is what are the biggest mistakes hitters make right now? Some of the biggest issues. And we are happy to have one of our great scout, and his name is Brett Williamson. He's let me tell you a little bit about Brett before he comes on the show. Brett is he's recognized as one of the best hitting coaches, instructors in the country. He has been in the game for many years. His ability and his passion as a coach has been outstanding. He's just developing hitters at an outstanding rate. He's currently the program director and head coach of the Arizona Diamondbacks scout team in Colorado, the Colorado Collegiate Baseball League hitting coach, and he also has coached the Colorado Youth National Team, the Colorado Scout Team, and Senior Junior Fall Classic. He has had tremendous experience in vitality in all avenues of baseball, if it's at the lower level, mid-level, or the highest level in the professional ranks. He played his college baseball and was a three-time All-American at Colorado Mesa University, where he was a 420 career hitter. So he had some success as a player. But as he states, coach, then a player. Right now he's an associate scout, professional associate scout for the Colorado Rockies. I'm sorry, Arizona Diamondbacks. So he's out of Colorado, but he's an Arizona Diamondback associate scout as of today. So he's an amazing baseball mind. This guy has had some amazing success. We are so thrilled to be able to get him to come on the phone and really call us through this show and provide us with some outstanding information, because today's topic is going to be the biggest issues in hitting today. And we have so many hitters, and there's so many things, if it's through technology, or if it's through the traditional way of hitting, there's so many different ways and styles that are being taught out there. So we're going to talk to Brett, and he's going to tell us a little bit about some of the biggest issues he's had and he's seen when he has been on working with hitters. It's been a great, great time. So, hey, Brett, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Hi, Brett.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Good. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We got you. Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you. Great.
All right. Perfect. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today, because we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the biggest issues in hitting. It's a topic that we feel that's been talked about a lot. There's a lot of new traditional ways, and with all the new data and all the new things that people are using now to evaluate hitters, but then there's still the traditional approach. So I wanted to kind of talk to you and bring you on, and we thank you for coming on the show and talk to our audience and tell us a little bit about since you've been training with players so long, for 25 years now, and you work with a lot of hitters. What are some of the biggest issues in hitting that you have found today?
Well, I think the biggest part is the sport IQ. I think that a lot of hitters today just don't know how to make adjustments in their swing. So I always start off with the cognitive approach first. I get them to understand how their swing works. And then from there, we go into the psychomotor, the muscle memory. But what I notice today in a lot of hitters is they want to go ahead and pool everything. It's what we call in the hitting world is turn and burn. And that's what a lot of hitters want to do. They want to sit there and pool everything. and not stay through the bigger part of the field. So we call that an approach. So when I'm working with hitters, I get them to have an approach through the big part of the field, staying inside of the baseball as long as possible, keeping the front side as closed as long as possible. So when I start them off on hitting, we work with some absolutes. They got to have timing and rhythm to their hitting, Rick. So timing and rhythm means they have to have that front stride foot down on time. And on time is when the pitcher shows you the ball. Because in hitting, you only see the ball in the first 10 feet, in the first 10 milliseconds. So you have to pick up location, rotation, and elevation, and then hit the baseball. Because the last 50 feet in hitting, our brain fills in the rest. So the first part is you got to have timing, and that comes with the strike foot. That makes sense, Rick?
Yes. That's very important. Yes.
Yes. Because it doesn't matter how good your swing is, Rick. If your swing's late, it don't matter anyways. Ball's by you, and especially when we're talking about professional hitting. So from there, now we got to have rhythm to our hitting. Rhythm to me is people call it load. I call it separation. You got to go back to go forward. So how I was taught, and I learned this not until I was a professional hitter, Ted Kluszewski taught me, is when the pitcher shows you his butt, you load up the backside, or you separate, get weight to the backside, because you start weight balance 50-50. And then when you transfer weight to the backside, it's now you're sitting at 60-40, 70-30. So that's your rhythm back. And then rhythm to forward is when you put that stride foot down, now we have to get back to balance when we make contact with the baseball. So that is where we start. That is called timing and rhythm.
That's awesome. And that's absolutely, I think so many kids are taught to swing, but they're not taught. And they hear the word timing and rhythm, but they're not taught. What is it? How do you do it? And I think what
Correct.
You just said was exactly perfect. You hit it right on the head. Yeah.
Yes. And
awesome.
That's exactly what it is. It's, so what I do when with the young athletes is, again, we get into the cognitive end. We got to have muscle memory, but we have to get in the cognitive end, which is your brain and your central nervous system. I know this sounds kind of corny, maybe, but it's the truth. The muscles are only going to react to what the brain and the central nervous system tells it what to do. So that's what I call sport IQ. They don't break it down far enough, and that's what I do. It's sport and coaching sports is simple to me. You pay attention to detail, mastering your craft. If your craft is hitting, you have to pay attention to every little part of your detail. And so where does that come from? That comes from your coaching. And what I say in coaching is if you haven't played at the highest level, then how are you supposed to teach it? That's kind of difficult. And the analogy I use on that, Rick, is, I read the book on open heart surgery. And I watched the video on open heart surgery. You going to lay down for me, Rick, and let me cut you open?
I don't think so.
No, exactly right. So that's the hard part. So then from moving from there, Rick, is after we talk about timing and rhythm, I give them approach to hitting. We stay gap to gap. We stay through the big part of the field. If the kids are younger, I talk to them about a pizza slice. Home plate is the point of the pizza, and the shortstop and second baseman are the crust or the outside wedge. And so they hit the ball through the wedge. When we have that in our approach, it creates backspin to the baseball or fade. It teaches us to stay inside of the baseball. So when we have less than two strikes, I always tell the kids, hey, let's stay through the big part of the field when we hit. When we get out, let's get out through the big part of the field. When we have two strikes when we hit, Rick, we flip the field around. So if I hit right-handed, I hit the ball between second base and first base. And if I hit left-handed, I hit the ball between second base and third base. That keeps us closed longer in our approach to hitting. A lot of young hitters will get out on the curveball. And to me, that's the easiest pitch in all of baseball to hit is the off-speed pitch, meaning curveball slider. The changeup, to me, is the hardest pitch to hit in all of baseball. So I give them that approach to hitting is staying through the big part.
That's great. Yeah, I totally agree that, kids just, they're they're just not, they don't have an approach. They don't have a plan when they go to the plate. And I think what you're saying right now is telling them, hey, you've got to have a plan and have an idea of what you're trying to accomplish up there and execute that. And I think you just said it, you know, really, really clear and specific. That was great. That was great.
Yeah. And I think the biggest part is teaching him how, teaching the young athletes how to make those adjustments. And I say this, and this was taught to me again, Klizuski taught me this, is Brett, tell me the difference between a high school hitter, a college hitter and a minor league hitter, a minor league hitter and a big league hitter and a Hall of Fame hitter. He said there's only two differences. One is, can you make an adjustment? Second is, can you repeat? And
wow.
that's the cognitive part. Can you take a swing at a baseball, know that he threw you a slider, know that you missed it, and now how am I going to make my adjustment and how am I going to change my approach, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Wow, that's I love that, just what you just said, because it's exactly what, you know, that's the kids these days, you don't see them making adjustments. And I think that's one of the, another big part, besides the timing issues we talk about, we hear it all the time, you know, but you don't teach them how. We don't teach them. We don't see the people teaching them. They're coaching, but they're not teaching. So I love
Correct.
That. That's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. You know, it's having that approach and it's staying. Have you seen these kids these days? You know, we've had a fall off in playing. You know, we see have other sports that they don't get as interested. They seem to be, you know, it seems to be losing players nowadays in to play the game of baseball. And I have to relate it to you, and it's usually around 13 that we see the drop off, you know, the failure part of it. You know, these kids are failing more than they're succeeding, and it turns them away from the game. So how do you turn a player that's failing a lot, how do you get them to enjoy the game again? What kind of things do you do to help them to try to get them to, you know, not to think about, you know, getting hits, but how do you get them to really just go up there and relax and just go up there with a good approach and just try to execute that. It's right. So they can make sure they're looking at their game as a fun game now because they're executing what their plan is, not basing it on a result like a hit.
Well, and that's a simple concept, a very simple concept is hit the ball hard. So here's what I do. So kids base their success and parents base their success of their child based off of hits, which is incorrect. You base their success off of the ball hit hard. So what I do when I keep my stats or my scorecard when I'm coaching is plus. Every time you hit the ball hard, you get a plus. Every time you hit the ball routinely, like a two-hopper to the shortstop, right, you get a circle.
Yeah.
Or when you hit a 32-hopper to the pitcher, you'd get a minus. Or you pop the ball up in the infield, you get a minus. So what I try and create for a positive atmosphere for the kids to help build success is it doesn't matter if you get out. It's how you go about getting out. How are you competing at the plate? Are you getting out in three pitches or are you getting out in six pitches? Are you hitting the ball every time that you're up there? And so what I try and get the kids to understand is it's, you know, let's be productive in our at-bats by moving people around. Let's be productive in our at-bats by making adjustments in our swing. Let's be productive in our at-bats. Let's also be successful through hitting the ball hard, you know, squaring it up. What these kids don't understand, it's 9-1 when you get out there.
Yeah.
And they lose that concept.
That's right.
And I think a lot of the parents lose that concept, and that's incorrect. Just, you know what, John,
yep.
You hit the ball hard 6 times today. Great job. You know, hey, you hit the ball hard
exactly.
Twice this time. What adjustments can we work with when we get home?
Exactly. Exactly.
So
exactly. And
that's
you're right. You're so
motivated.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the parents, you're right. What you just said, the parents, that's the biggest thing because that's who they see after the game. So I think you hit that right
Correct.
On the nail right there. That was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I think
you know,
that,
we're just trying to get these kids. Getting these kids to play
you know,
again. You know, keep this game going, you know.
Yeah. So I have two grown children, and both of my grown children were both college athletes. And yeah, when I was a young parent, you know, I maybe pushed and leaned on them a little too hard from time to time. But what I learned to do is just tell them, hey, I'm proud of you. You played hard. If you have one thing to say that you could have been different in the game, what would it be? And I have a son who played college baseball, and I have a daughter who plays college basketball. And I just put it in that concept. Their success and failures That's are true. Their success and failures. It doesn't make me a good or bad parent. I just try and help them through those tough times of playing and how I dealt with my failure.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we just run out of time, Brett. We want to thank you for being on the show and providing us some of this information. And we look forward to having you back on here sometime soon.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Rick. And you just let me know.
Thank you, Brett. And best of luck to you and all your players.
All right. Thanks, Rick. You too. And let me know.
It's spring. Time to tackle the tackle box and get organized. Time to stock up at Cabela's. Let's go deep, shallow, weedless. Cabela's Fishing Classic, your one stop before the water. Get $100 off Advanced Anglers 120 fishing kayaks. Save up to $70 on select Abu Garcia casting reels. And 50% off Cabela's Prestige Collection fly outfits. Plus $550 off Garmin Echomap 73SV combo with Lakeview. Shop in store or online at Cabela's.com.